sure there's plenty of other stuff that takes bandwidth to go and look at it.
But we're supposed to take fresh eyes out there and physically look at it. We're not supposed to just, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So in moving.
I think the plea is please just take into account whatever we've done if you have some information.
If I have notes, I do.
If you got the information.
Well, right. Yeah.
But I don't on, like I said, all of these things that have carried forward, which you saw with the motels, some of them, they had exemptions that went in there for years, and so their rates stayed the same. So it always carried forward. Even if somebody went out there, that percentage that was stuck in there,
right,
that we didn't know about now, there's no notes, it just kept carrying. And so for us to do our fresh new appraisal and to put it in,
right,
that's where it came out.
So do we want to recess for the time, or do we want to try to carry, I can try to get one more down, one or
not,
two more down?
I was going to say, it's not quite lunchtime yet. I mean, if we can hit some other ones, let's get it.
Yeah, I think I will reach out to them.
Is that a classification?
And frankly, let's just look at it, and then we, I mean, let's look at it first. Is it a classification? It's Boardwalk at Branson Landing, 9201 Branson Landing, BOE number
69. What was it last year? They're asking for 319.
Last year it was 319.
Okay.
And this year is all residential.
And have they been to BOE last year, or was it just, that's just the jump?
No, they had not been to BOE. That's just the...
They've been at 319, looks like, for about 8, 9 years, 10.
Since 2012.
But that doesn't matter. My estimation is
390, my opinion. Well, if it's the right value, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Index increase.
So this was just an index?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was an index increase?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 69.
Shoot. But let's see what that is. Could be...
Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Look at that.
I locked my dog in the car today. Actually, I did. He locked himself in there while I was trying to get my walker out. My honey had to come up and get him out. Do they need some coffees? Wesley, you need some coffees?
Oh.
Has a physical inspection been done on this?
It would have to be an insurance.
Oh, really?
Did you
get
all
four
of them?
So this was just an index
them?
Increase, no, and it shouldn't
okay.
be any higher than
so far. Okay.
14%.
These here is for the 21st. Just to be good.
So I came
no,
here to
get all done.
These are 24, the 21st. There are 65 pages.
He's doing math.
That's on the 21st.
Sorry. I don't mean to be.
Well, I knew you were in the middle. I just wanted to make an update from our program.
Okay, let me figure this one figure.
Andrew says this went 11.17%.
I'm not going to say any numbers to distract you, like 8 or 9 or 25 or anything
like
that.
I got to have it.
Thank you.
My legs.
Oh,
she's doing better. Thank you.
Yeah. I have to, too. I have to change positions all the time.
Yeah.
You're faster on the mat.
I'm
with you.
I tried
okay.
to be prepared.
So, your motion to do the 15% is as easy as it would seem, because some of those properties may have been ag in 2020 that went to res. So, the only way he can do it is to take your 2021 and do some kind of math, and I'm not the computer genius, that he's going to take it back to a 15% increase. So I'm assuming he's going to take whatever the increase was and subtract it down to the 7%.
I thought we filtered out, I thought it was residential only.
For 2021. So the 2020 values may have had agriculture that went to res. Do you understand that?
In other words, it could have been.
It could have been an ag value in 2020, but in 2021, they were residential. So when he pulled the report, he pulled it on 2021 res.
Okay.
Okay? So that's why he's concerned about it. He's also concerned because you're making other mass motions and other motions that you're doing that are going to conflict with that data. So any BOE adjustments that you're making on property that might be in that list are going to create a conflict in the programming. So I'm just bringing you to this to you because letting you know what a problem this creates for us all, for the programmer and us. And he's going to have to write a program to do all of this, just to let you know, and Taney County is going to have to pay for it.
Well,
at how much do we get charged an hour?
$150 an hour.
Okay, so my concern with it is this, and I don't know the logistics on how it gets done. I don't like necessarily making mass motions on things, but the reality is, and this is upon us to do, is according to the state statutes that this violates the 15% rule.
And you don't have to tell about why.
I know.
I don't care.
But
I'm talking about a computer program.
But we just talked about the amount. I mean, you just brought up the fact that the amount of money that it's going to cost the county to rectify this situation.
I'm not saying we're not going to pay for it.
I know. I'm just saying
we need to be aware that it does cost us money.
I'm just letting you know that the original reason why this is here is costing taxpayers tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Gotcha.
So I think it's well worth the money.
Okay. But I will tell you that we're going to have to be really careful about what motions you make over here because he's not going to write this program until you're done with all of your mass motions because he's worried about conflict occurring.
Sure. But
he can do it.
Awesome.
Are you on the phone now?
Okay.
And I appreciate that.
There's only been like three, right? Multiple property motions.
Well, we have two in play, or two that were really one.
You want to know if they want that
one on box 2 years or just 1 year?
But we're looking at two more. We have one mass motion right now.
Yeah. Okay, and then
We're looking at two more.
Riverside Estates.
We did do Riverside Estates, but that shouldn't require a program to do Riverside Estates.
We wouldn't be able to touch it until 23.
We're going to make some.
So 2 years.
Okay, so what I'm concerned about he does the 7%, and then you made a motion over here.
Yeah,
on that group. Do you understand? You could conflict.
Somebody might be in both groups.
Yeah, something that you're voting on here may be in this group. I don't know.
Here's my.
So I'm telling you this. We're going to present it back to you, put the money on your back to vote on that report. Because I'm not going to take responsibility for it, neither is also.
Okay.
They're going to do the work.
He's coming into
the. And we're going to present it to you and say, yep, that's what we
want. Maybe he didn't.
Because we should not be responsible for
The next one.
Equations.
I think that, let me ask Susan here real quick.
Stuff that we can't do in mass. You're talking 1,500 changes. So just like we presented that Riverside to you to vote on again,
right.
We're going to
those partials will be pulled
in.
Fair enough. We can do that.
Down to 7. It's a little stressful.
The structures will remain the same on there for us to look at.
Okay, and you'll just cut it to 7.
Okay.
I don't know. My brain is mush at this moment. I mean, you kind of have to clear it with all these people.
It'll be 21 and 2.
This is 21.
We don't reassess till 23.
I know.
Whatever 21
if they're over 15%.
Right.
Okay.
That'll be fine. That'll work.
We made that motion if they did not receive the second part.
When they didn't get
it before.
This one here, a good chunk of this is the land of Creighton, right? But then after that, it turns into a billion.
If you want to do 7%, that's fine.
I think so, but I cannot be 100% sure. I know a lot of it is Creighton.
We did have a teleconference that we possibly, did we just take care of them? No, we didn't. We were in the middle of that, and we had that, and then we had that.
This is, yeah, 69.
So we tried to call them to discuss how to do this, and they never responded.
This is the doc that she wins this fire. That's what I'm saying.
This is the doc for next Wednesday? Well.
Buy property.
No.
We'll look. Okay, I thought that was Exhibit Foxtrot.
No, that's not. That one is, that is over. Do you still have that Foxtrot exhibit? It was in that stack of stuff.
Yeah, I've got it in the office. I don't have to hear what you're saying.
Okay. I'm really sorry you guys had to be in here for this nice, exciting day, especially when nothing's happening.
We've made a lot of decisions.
It's raining out, right? My wife goes, what can I do with the kids on a rainy day? I said, you can come to BOE. And the kids said, no. No. Ooh, awesome. All right, we were on one, 202.69. It looks like they had an 11% increase based on my sharp math skills. I'm just kidding.
This is just based on the factor where everybody went up. So, I mean,
what did she request?
319.
Keep saying.
All right. Do we have a name for this?
Kent Longley or C. Clint? C. Kent.
Good morning,
this is
Kent.
Hey, Kent, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you an okay time?
Yes, you did.
I realized we had an afternoon appointment, but it's afternoon somewhere, and we were early on our docket.
Oh, this actually works out good for me, so thank you for calling.
Yeah, very good. So we're looking at your evaluation, and do you have any thing that you would want to present to us?
Well, I thought I'd sent you guys some information, and what I did was I went online and I looked at some listings that are in the same building, approximately the same square foot, and what they're paying in tax compared to what I'm paying in tax. And from what I can deduce, it looks like I've been overpaying for taxes compared to what they're paying for years.
I know there's a lot of websites that get aggregate information from different places that is not accurate. Missouri is a non-disclosure state, and it's not a matter of public record. It's not a matter of public record what people pay for things, but it can be difficult and figuring out what other people are paying in taxes. Can we look up Beacon to see what maybe a few around him are?
I'm sorry, say that again. Can we look up what?
Well, I'm talking to our assistant at the county clerk's office, Wesley, and he's got control of the computer up here, and we're looking at your documents, and we're going to, there's a county website called Taney County Beacon, and anyway, we can kind of see what some others around you are valued at.